A reading from the book of Job. Job spoke, saying, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? Are not his days those of hirelings? He is a slave who longs for the shade, a hireling who waits for his wages. So I have been assigned months of misery, and troubled nights have been allotted to me. If in bed I say, 'When shall I arise?' then the night drags on. I am filled with restlessness until the dawn. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. They come to an end without hope. Remember that my life is like the wind. I shall not see happiness again." The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, if I preach the gospel, this is no reason for me to boast, for an obligation has been imposed on me. And woe to me if I do not preach it. If I do so willingly, I have a recompense, but if unwillingly, then I have been entrusted with a stewardship. So what then is my recompense? Then when I preach, I offer the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. Although I am free in regard to all, I have made myself a slave to all so that as to win over as many as possible. To the weak, I became weak. To win over the weak, I have become all things to all to save at least some. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
An underlying theme that we have in our scriptures today is that of suffering. When we come to the book of Job, we hear particularly the frustrations, the burden, the weight that is on Job's shoulders as he bears all that has been allowed to happen in his life. To truly understand Job, we have to understand the full story of the book of Job and not just this part in which he cries out and says, "Man's life on earth is drudgery. Days are those of hirelings. I'm a slave who longs for shade, a hireling who waits for wages." These are the words of someone who at the end of a lot of suffering, who is frustrated, who's weighed down by the burdens of the world that have been imposed on his shoulders. But it starts back with God and the devil talking to each other. The devil saying, "There's no faith left on earth." And God looking down and saying, "Oh yes, there's my son Job there. Job is a good man. Job has never left the faith." And the devil says, "Oh yes, but he's spoiled. You give him way too much. You blessed him with too many different things. He says, even if he was to suffer, he would not turn away from me. And so God gave the devil the ability to take away the blessings that Job had, take away the fields, take away the livestock from his stalls, take away some of the goodness and blessings of the world, eventually all the way to taking away his children and his wife. The only thing the devil couldn't do was to harm him physically, personally, himself. He lost friends and neighbors who believed he was cursed by God. And yes, he bewailed a little bit. But what we know is that he never turned away from God. He was frustrated, like maybe many of us are, after a year of COVID isolations and all the things that we have to do. We get weighed down by the world. We wish it were other than what it is. But the hope that we want to have and the faith that we want to have is the faith of Job. That we may get to the point where we whine a little bit, as long as that whining doesn't turn us away from the love of God. The suffering that we hear of is also found in our gospel, the suffering of Peter's mother-in-law, the one who was laying ill with fever. And if you read into what that fever was, it was not just, you know, oh, I'm a little warm. It was a fever that made her almost not there, made her bedridden and almost her mind not really there knowing what was going on. A severe fever. And God saw her. Jesus walked in and they told him about her and he saw her. That's a powerful word that really the deacon pointed out to me yesterday as well. I guess about 3 years ago he had a wonderful homily or reflection on this particular passage of the scriptures and how important it is. But he saw her. He didn't say anything. He didn't do any prayers. He walked over and he raised her up. The words that are used are the same words that are used as in the resurrection, that Jesus was raised from the dead. He raised her up. And here's a place that we have a little problem in modern days. She went to work. She went back to work and, you know, doing all the housework. But the word that's really used is diakonia, service. Not as a slave going back to work, not get to work, you know, lady, you have to wait on me. But rather the word that we use for deacon, diakonia, service. Service of the gospel, service of the kingdom, service that we are all called to in our baptisms. We are called to be priest, prophet, and king. A service that never ends in our lives, but is always part of our faith journey to serve the people of God by loving our neighbor as ourselves and by loving God with all that we have. The suffering also continues when the people of the town gather at the door, hearing what he has accomplished with the mother-in-law, knowing he's there from other preachings and that he's in Peter's house. They gather around, the whole town, it says, gathers around the house. And Jesus continues to relieve their suffering, casting out demons and healing the sick. That's what he does for us as well. As he saw the mother-in-law, he sees us where we are and he desires to do something about it. He desires to touch our hearts, to give us strength, to heal us in some way, shape, or form. But for a purpose, not so that we might just be good and feel nice, but that we might go into service as well. The service of the gospel, the service of the kingdom. The service that we hear of in our second reading of St. Paul. Paul had a mission, he had a duty that he had to preach the gospel, and each of us are called to do the same. Maybe not as Paul did, going from town to town, preaching and the gospel in those powerful ways, but with our very lives and the way we live and the way we love, we are called to preach the gospel. We are called to serve the church in so many different ways. The greatest way is by loving God, by loving neighbor. And as St. Francis, I believe, put it, we preach the gospel always. If necessary, we use words. It's by the way that we live our lives. It's the way we love, that we witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. My prayer for you, my prayer for me, is that we may see here at this altar the gift of Christ, that we gather, maybe not as the whole town did because of COVID and other things, but we gather as members of this town around the one who can grant us the gift and the grace that we need, the gift of healing in our lives, so that we might be strengthened to give him service for the way we live and love.